the possibly slow start, and what can you say about Eric Comrie keeping you in the game for that first period?
He's the reason why we were in the game after the first period. I think their forecheck, we couldn't get the puck out. We were losing races. We were losing battles. We didn't block enough shots. Obviously, their power play generated a lot of shots too. But that's something we talked about after the first period, and obviously after the game, we need to, as a group, find a way to start on time. And we've been pretty good all year, but tonight, lesson learned. I'm glad that the guys got rewarded with the win. Great effort in the second and third to stick with it. And because that's a team, San Antonio, that is a hard-working team, and they're tough to play against.
You've been talking lately about Kyle Connor and what you liked about his game. First professional hat trick and first one here in Winnipeg for the Moose 2.0. What can you say about him tonight?
Well, I think it's he keeps progressing. His game, he's stronger on the puck. He gets the puck more. He's finding his rhythm, and I think he's figuring out how to build the speed on the breakouts and neutral zone at this level. And he's a smart player. He studies his game. He knows what he needs to work on. He knows what he's good at. And the last two games, I think he's been pretty good.
Your captain today seemed like he brought a real physical edge. Not that he doesn't always, but it just seemed more noticeable tonight. And obviously playing with Kyle probably opens up some room as well. What did you think of Patrice's game?
I liked him. I liked his game. I think he tried to change the momentum in the first. He's a good captain. He's got experience. We wanted to change things up a little bit on the power play. We got him in front of the net with Jack and Kyle Connor, and he did a great job at retrieving pucks. He's a guy that the guys look up to because he does the right things all the time, and he's been doing a good job for us.
Going 11-7 like you did tonight, is there sort of a method to going with that? Was there a reason that you prefer to do that? That's a couple times now in the last few games you've gone that route.
Yeah, it's also a function of how we practice, because we evaluate the practices and how guys we considered their efforts and their execution in practices, and it's a reward for the players to play the games. It's a privilege to play at this level, and that's one of it. The second is the way Kyle Connor has been playing recently. I want to put him on the ice as much as possible, so double shift him at times. And Kostelec was sick for a while, so we wanted him back in the lineup. But we weren't sure how he would react. So having that kind of support system, if things don't go well, we don't want to go down to five defensemen. So there's a few reasons for it.
What did you like your third period? I mean, you guys were up by a goal, but it didn't look like you were backing down. You looked like your team was still pushing.
Yeah.
Did you like the third period tonight?
I did. I like the way we play when we get the lead in the games. I think our record is pretty good when we were up by one, or we're up in the score after the second period. And I like the way we forecheck. I like our mindset. And then we stay aggressive, but we're smart. And we want to extend the lead when we get the lead. I like the way we've played. Yep.
Would you consider using Eric tomorrow?
That's a big talk right now between the coaches. It's possible. I'm not sure yet.